This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio, and here's a question for you. Can the Holocaust be funny? Don't answer quite yet. That is the premise of the film The Last Laugh. It's a documentary film that features Holocaust survivors, as well as Jewish comedians, including Mel Brooks, Rob Reiner, and Sarah Silverman. And it's screening this Sunday at the University of Vermont, followed by a panel discussion with some of the filmmakers. And joining me today is the film's director, Fern Perlstein. Fern, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Why did you want to make this film with such a provocative premise?
In 1991, a very good friend of mine and I were in Florida, in Miami, when the Holocaust Memorial had just opened there. And we got into a conversation with the survivor who was giving us a tour. And it was right around the time that Art Spiegelman's Mouse had come out, and he had just won the Pulitzer Prize. And we started a discussion with her, asking her what she thought of it. And not surprisingly, she was very angry about it. And she said, there's nothing funny about the Holocaust. You can't cover it in the funny pages. You know, my friend and I were both very, you know, struck by that conversation. And he said, make this into a movie. And I did.
It's interesting to me that all this sort of sprang from that publication of Mouse. I mean, I've read it. It's a brilliant piece. It's not really meant to be funny, though. I think what's happened since in a lot of stand-up and a lot of as comedy has gotten, quote-unquote, more edgy, is that people, a lot of stand-ups are using the Holocaust as a kind of joke. Is the film more relevant now, perhaps, than it was back in the early 90s?
You know, in the time I was making the film, which premiered in 2016, It became more relevant when there have been many more hate crimes and we are living in divided times. So it is, you know, a topic that keeps on speaking to people. But where it gets complicated is when it takes a mean-spirited turn. You know, what is the intent? You know, why are we making the jokes?
It does. And that's the tough part, too, because you're trying to analyze a joke, which is what comedians say you should never do. But you're right. The intent is what's behind the telling of that joke. And there are a lot of jokes in this film. Let's play a clip right now, in fact, from the film. And this is the comedian Judy Gold.
I was at one point watching footage of one of the concentration camps being liberated on one of the history, you know, World War II channels. And so I'm watching this video of a concentration camp being liberated, and I actually thought to myself, now, if I was standing online naked for the gas chambers, would I hold my stomach in?
Wow. So, you know, we didn't keep playing that clip to hear if there was laughter after that joke. Different people are going to hear that, and some are going to laugh, some are going to chuckle, and some are going to say that's completely tasteless. What do you say when you hear Judy Gold's joke?
Well, you know, that's a good one. That joke that Judy Gold tells has never been one that people have been upset about. And my theory about that is the joke takes place in the camps, but the joke is about body image, and it's about a thing that we all have struggled with in our lives. So people can relate to that joke. You know, I think that that's a joke that's harder for a survivor to hear than somebody who did not go through that experience.
It's so interesting. I mean, the layers of all this. Your film shows archival footage of something we don't hear a lot about. And I don't know how many people know that apparently there were some cabarets in concentration camps. Prisoners would entertain each other, sing, play instruments, do slapstick. And sometimes SS officers would come by and watch. I mean, you know, you're talking about hell on earth here, and yet these people were putting on entertainment. Is there something in the Jewish character, the embracing of humor over so many thousands of years, that is a way of healing, that is a kind of pushback that maybe outside people that are not Jewish can't understand?
It is a natural instinct to use humor to sort of process, you know, difficult things. I think for whatever reason, Jewish people are associated with it, but I think humor is very common in oppressed groups.
Fern Perlstein is the director of The Last Laugh, a documentary about the experiences of Holocaust survivors and the surprising humor that has come after. She'll be on a panel after a screening of the film at the University of Vermont this weekend. Fern Perlstein, thank you so much.
Thank you. This was great.